Estamos a unos días de la presentación de Beach Fossils en C3 Stage y para conversar de esta presentación y del trabajo que ha realizado la banda neoyorquina tenemos el gusto de conversar con Dustin. Hola, Dustin.
Hi, how's it going?
Everything okay? How are you?
Yeah, doing well.
Where are you right now?
I'm just in Brooklyn. I'm just hanging out.
Having a good summer in Brooklyn?
Yeah, it's good. It's been hot, but, you know, I'm vibing on it.
Cool. So, Dustin, you will visit Guadalajara in a few days as a support of your new album, Somersault.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm pumped.
This is your first visit to Guadalajara?
No. I think we've been there before, but I think it was like 2011 or something. So it's been a while.
Yes, it's been a while also from your albums. Making your albums in between, you have 3 years or 4 years. How was the creative process during that period?
It was like a long process, you know, because we had a series of just writing songs, you know, and then just like throwing them away and, you know, kind of saving different parts of them. And, you know, I don't know, we just kind of like sewed it all together in the end and turned them into songs, but yeah, it was like weird, like patchwork.
So, with your new album, your recent album, Somersault, you also have your own label, Bayonet Records, correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Why did you decide to have own record label?
I love it. I mean, yeah, it's something that I've always wanted to do. You know, it's been a goal of mine my whole life, and. You know, I don't have to talk to anybody, you know, I just make a record and I put it out and that's it. It's that easy.
It's a very healthy way of making music.
Yeah, it's like there's not like any complicated steps in the way and I don't have to like show it to anybody or do anything, you know, it's like it's just completely DIY, just totally hands on.
And also, Dustin, you're a band that play a lot on festivals or on your own tours. Do you enjoy the stage?
I love it. I love playing. I love being on tour. I think it's really fun. You know, we like spend all this time camped out in the studio, and you know, there's no windows, and it's just us, and we're just working on this thing forever. And then, you know, when we finally get to go out and play it live, it just becomes a whole new animal, you know, and we get to bring it to people in a whole new way. And honestly, it's exciting every single night. It never gets old.
And also read that you have a special connection with the Mexican audience, that you actually enjoy to play in front of the Mexican audience.
Oh, my God. I mean, I think Mexico is, like, my favorite place to play. Every time we play, it's just fucking unbelievable. It's just such a great crowd, and everyone just has such beautiful energy, and yeah, it's really special.
What can you tell us, Dustin, about your latest album? How different was the process in front of your last records, Clash of the Throat or Beach Fossils?
It was a little different because it was more collaborative. I spent more time with my bandmates actually writing together with songs, so you know, we had like a whole new approach to it, but it didn't really feel that different because we're such a unit at this point. We've played together for years and we all, you know, kind of understand, we all listen to like the same kinds of music and we're all like bringing in new songs for each other to hear and making playlists for each other. So the collaboration it keeps it exciting. Like sometimes if I'm by myself, I might get stuck and not know what to do next. But when we're all in there, everybody's throwing out ideas and keeps it moving.
And it's the first album that you make as a trio, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. The first one that we all kind of wrote together. Yeah.
It was hard to be only three guys in the band?
No, because, I mean, it's not like we sit down, like, and, you know, play live or anything like in the studio. Like we all play different instruments, so it was like I played the bass on the whole record and Jack and I shared guitar and then Tommy played on the keyboards, and you know, we just kind of trade off things. So actually it was really crazy when we go to learn the songs after the record's done, we learned them to figure out how to play them live on tour, and we're all teaching each other the parts. Like, I'm showing Jack the bass lines, and he's showing me the guitar lines.
Well, it's very cool.
Yeah, it's good. It just keeps it fresh, and everybody's got different styles on different instruments.
So, Dustin, you also release a single on February this year. Are you working in a new album, or it was just a single?
That was just something that I put out for fun, but we are working on a new album. I've got like 20 songs right now that we're working on, and we're never not recording. That's the thing, is that there's never a time that we're not working on songs. So I don't know, I don't have a definitive plan or like a release date yet, but I'm just working on stuff all the time.
Oh, great. I hope you have a new record soon. And looking forward to see you here in Guadalajara.
Yeah, man. Thanks a lot. I'm excited.
Dustin, it's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, man. Same.
See you soon.
Yeah, see you soon.